Captain Coder, Time Loop Debugger. Written by Neil L. Rideout. Copyright 2024. Dedication. This book is dedicated to Elizabeth Spence, the woman I will love, honor, and respect forever. Maybe someday she will believe also. TFO. Chapter 1. The Algorithm of Time. It was about a week after the July 4th incident when I found myself drifting along the gentle waves of the Pacific Ocean, reliving those moments that had shaken me to the core. The memory still clung to me, a visceral reminder of how close I had come to the edge. That encounter had etched itself into my mind like code on a hard drive, revealing a part of me I hadn't known existed, a power I could tap into, like a hidden program waiting to run under the right conditions. As I floated there, a thought dawned on me. Maybe, just maybe, I could code my way out of dangerous situations entirely on my own, without Nick's intervention. It was both thrilling and terrifying. For days afterward, I'd tested this theory. I tried to mentally conjure programs, pushing my mind to recreate that life-saving code. But it was no use. Every attempt fell short, my powers lying dormant, unresponsive to any ordinary mental push. The question gnawed at me. Was it possible that my abilities only surfaced in life-or-death situations? Or was I missing some fundamental element to unlock their potential? Sitting at my desk in the soft glow of my workspace, I felt the weight of these questions pressing on me, shaping my every thought. Was it true, as Elizabeth hinted, that I might be incapable of dying? Was there some dormant force in my mind, a hidden safeguard that would activate when survival demanded it? Over the past 2 weeks, this notion had taken root, consuming me. It was no longer just a curiosity. It was a mystery begging to be solved. I poured myself another cup of coffee, savoring the bitter taste that seemed to ground me amidst all the questions swirling in my mind. As I turned back to my desk, I caught sight of Nick making his way downstairs, his usual tech-laden stride giving him a kind of swagger that only someone like him could pull off.
"Good morning, Turnip," he greeted with a smirk.
He always called me Turnip. An endearment that started as a joke, but it somehow stuck.
"Good morning, Nick. What are you up to today?" I replied, nodding toward the pile of cables and circuits he carried under one arm.
"Oh, you know, just the usual. Cleaning up some code, keeping the coder network in shape after our last little escapade."
He set the hardware down and began unraveling the wires with practiced ease.
"Every time we execute code on the network, traces are left behind. Ghosts of the process, if you will. It's like we're leaving little digital footprints, fragments of your thoughts and actions embedded in the system."
My interest piqued. Almost like shadow memories stored in some sort of RAM? Nick raised an eyebrow, a faint smile tugging at his lips.
"Not quite memories, per se. More like fragments left in the buffer when a code sequence ends. They aren't complete enough to reconstruct, but there's something there. I was just thinking we need to develop a sweeper program to clean up these traces. They could interfere with future code if left unchecked."
"Agreed," I said, my mind already racing through the possibilities. "But let me ask you something, Nick. How vast do you think my abilities actually are? Have we even scratched the surface?" Nick gave me that thoughtful look of his. A combination of excitement and caution.
"Honestly, I don't think we've even seen the full extent. So far, we've explored pulse fields, invisibility, ESP, super strength, photonic vision, super speed, enhanced senses, and of course, that dolphin code you pulled off in the ocean."
He chuckled.
"That one was something special. You coded a new ability on the fly in a life-or-death situation. That's some next-level stuff, Cornelius."
I shook my head, still in disbelief.
"I barely remember how I did it. I was in a panic. I think I telepathically uploaded the code directly to the server, bypassing all the usual mental checks."